All right, Marty Lurie here, and it's KNBR 680. Wayne Ketchum joins us, and Wayne, as I always like to say, you can see the history of America through the eyes of baseball. You played baseball in the 50s, and you played in a rookie league, the Appalachian League, in a little town of Wytheville, Virginia. But I want to go back to your roots of baseball a little bit, of how you got signed and what baseball was like in those days for you. How did it all happen for you?
I played at Hartnell College my freshman year, had a great year, and a guy drove into the gas station, and he was a scout for the St. Louis Cardinals. His name was Tony Governor. So he asked me if I wanted to play baseball. I said, well, sure. He says, well, can you get off work here? And I'm working at a gas station. And I said, well, I can call my brother, and he'll come in and work for me, which he did. And then I had another friend go over and get my equipment from the college, and off we went, and we went to Stockton. And at that time, the Cardinals had a farm club in the Stockton Ports, and that's where they worked me out. And 2 days later, they offered me a contract. But my mom and dad had to be there before I'd sign it. So I signed it and spent a few days with Stockton. It was on Friday, June 13th, I think it was 1958. I flew from San Francisco to St. Louis and actually signed the same day, basically the day that Stan Musial got his 3,000th hit. Went on from there. And the thing was, it's flying from San Francisco to St. Louis. The plane took off, came back, took off four times. And it was one of those old TWA, three-fin tail and all this stuff. But we made it back there, and so I stayed in St. Louis for 2 days, watched the club and everything like that. And then I caught a flight from there to Wytheville, Virginia, and that was on a DC-10. I flew into Tri-Cities, which was Johnson City, Tennessee, and I forget the other two towns that were there, and I had to take a bus to Wytheville. So I got there, and we were staying in this hotel, and I was the last guy to get there, I guess, and so I was got in a room with about 10 different guys, and everything was fine, you know. It was kind of scary who you were sleeping with, but, you know, it was fun. And I think the biggest shock I had in my life is when we went to the field the next day, they brought the black guys in, and I said, well, where were they? He said, well, they had to live on the other side of town. And that was a shock to me from being from California. So from there, you know, we worked out, and there was probably 60 guys there, and it got sent all over, and a few of us stayed at Wytheville and played a little bit, and played in Pulaski, Virginia. I mean, Pulaski, Virginia is where I met Roger Hornsby. Yeah.
All right, let me ask you a question here. This is good. I wanted to hear about Rogers Hornsby. But where was the college that you played at?
Hartnell College in Salinas, California.
All right.
Hartnell. And I played there. I was a catcher. Oh, it was about $1,500, I think. Plus $400 a month. That's what my contract was.
All right.
But when I met Roger Hornsby, yeah, he was standing by the batting cage, and he said to me, he said, big fella, he says, if you're going to swing that bat, he says, swing it the right way. And I looked at him and said, well, what am I supposed to do? He says, you swing down like you're cutting wood, he says, because the ball will go further. That's what he said to me, and we talked for a little bit and all that. And I think the biggest thing was how the people were in Wytheville, because when we got there, we had addresses where we could go stay, you know, rent a room. Yeah. And, of course, it was $10 a week or something. I don't know, inexpensive, really. And so that was kind of interesting. And we all stayed all in different parts of town. And those folks were just nice people. But the first ballpark we played in, the center fielder had to run up the hill to catch the ball. It was hit long. So it was great. Then I played against Danny Cater at he was with Johnson City, Tennessee Phillies, and I played against him with the Orioles. They had a team in Bluefield, West Virginia, and they had John Papa. They were on that club, and we played against them. And Roanoke, Virginia, we played against the club in the Roanoke.
Well, what about traveling in those days? How did you get around?
Well, we rode in an orange stage bus. And no air conditioning, nothing. And we traveled from, you know, city to city in those buses, and then stayed in the hotels, and we had room checks, you know, and if you weren't in your room, you got fined, and so on and so forth.
What about the African-American players? Where did they stay?
They had to stay at different places of each town, depending on where it was. But I think the thing that really, really got more to me than anything is we had two players from Cuba, and one was black, and one was light-complected. They weren't considered blacks, and they stayed with us. And then, of course, every town we went into, we always went to the blacks' hotel first, and then drove over, you know, to our hotel.
Well, the manager of that team, the Whiteville team, Withville team, is Whitey Kurowski.
Whitey Kurowski.
A very famous player. Let me just set it up a little bit. The St. Louis Cardinals. He was an all-star in the 40s. He had an arm injury as a kid, and his right arm was deformed. And he had to have operations and all that, but he overcame it and became an all-star for the Cardinals and, of course, was a manager in Withville when you were there. But Whitey Kurowski in the 40s was Stan Musial, and he was part of those Cardinal pennant-winning teams. And looking up a little bit about him, he always used the phrase that we comes before I. I saw that. But tell us about Whitey Kurowski, because you're the first person I've ever interviewed ever knew him.
Well, he was really a nice guy. I mean, he really, all he did was look, you know, watch players. There was not much coaching or anything like that. But Whitey, he was just a tremendous guy. And there was no BS with him because, either, you did what he wanted or you're out, you're gone. And one thing he didn't like you to do is go to the movies in the afternoon before the ball game. But Whitey, it seemed like Whitey knew everything we were doing. I mean, he was on top of it. And he was a great guy, but we were all young.
Wayne Ketchum is with us. This is a great story of baseball in the 50s in Little Withville, Virginia, in the Appalachian League. Wayne, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Marty.